is an injunction from Paul that takes place in Ephesians, where Paul says, "Give up living like pagans." The Israelites in the desert want to go back to the savory flesh pots of Egypt, and the 5,000 Galileans want a king who can multiply barley loaves. In this context, the pagan is addicted to what is known from past experience and bodily gratification, while the believer trusts in God's ever new creative activity and in spiritual, not yet known realities. The manna given to the Israelites in the desert is a difficult gift to receive. First, it is not immediately recognizable as bread. It is a combination of hoarfrost and dew. The bread of heaven, in other words, did not fit the Israelites' habitual categories. This situation is as prevalent today as it was 2,000 or 4,000 years ago. What God gives us for our advancement always fractures our expectations and causes us to stretch and grow. Secondly, the manna had to be awaited every morning. It could not be stored up except for the Sabbath. Thus, God insisted that the people relinquish their security to material things. There is no insurance policy for divine providence. God insists that we stay in the moment of God's presence with us. There is manna only when God decides to offer it. In every now, God is nurturing and challenging us in ways that frustrate our petty hopes. We see our daily lives in deserts. We look back at our slaveries to misguided notions and are not sure that we have advanced. If things are not going to be better than this, perhaps we should go back to our old comforts and give up our efforts to change. We hope for something truly wonderful, a land literally flowing with milk and honey. But it doesn't appear, because the milk and honey are spiritual realities we constantly overlook and misunderstand. Like the Galileans who pursued Jesus across the lake, and still found not a prophet but a politician, we search for Christ everywhere except where Christ is to be found. In confronting the Galileans, Jesus tells them that they have been looking for barley bread while he is trying to give them the bread of eternal life. They want their daily struggles to be taken away, while Jesus wants them to be transformed. We can certainly understand the bread of eternal life to be bread that keeps us alive even after we're dead, bread that enables us to enter heaven after we die. But it has a deeper meaning. What distinguishes us from the pagans is not necessarily that we are going to heaven and they are not, but that the nature of human life has changed for us. Every temporal moment opens into eternity when we are made new in mind and spirit and have put on the new nature of God's creating, which shows itself in the just and devout life called for by the truth. One way we can miss today's scriptural message is to mistake the bread of heaven for liturgical bread. No doubt the bread of the liturgy is also the bread of life. But Jesus is not so restrictive. He says, "I am the bread of life." As the incarnated divine, he is the bread of life. Thus, In its larger meaning, the bread of life is whatever comes to us as Christ. Christ in the mystical body, Christ in the church, Christ in the least of our brothers and sisters. What nourishes us for eternal life is whatever object, person, or event reveals the incarnate divine life. Like the manna, it is easy to miss and cannot be stored. It must be met and eaten in the moment. Amen.